It's been a long week. Grab a beer and sit back. It's Brew Talk time. Here's Tanner, Chad, and the Brew Doctor himself, Dr. Michael Mosier.
All right, welcome in. I got something to address. Been weighing on me for a while. Well, yeah, I think you should feel this way, too. This intro, it's like, yeah, Tanner and Chad, and the Brew Doctor!
Yeah, I know, it's so awesome.
Like Bruce Buffer's in here ready to intro Doc, and it's just like, yeah, Tanner and Chad are there, too. We need to talk to somebody about this.
We know who the star of the show is, I guess.
Yeah, who'd you slip the 22, Doc?
I don't know. I was actually surprised when it was that way, too, so.
Yeah,
you know, I was. But then, see, we go the other way, it'd be like, the Tanner and the Chad, and
Doc. It would just rotate it every other week. Hey, we'll just have three of them, and whoever's name is emphasized has to be the host that day. Oh. What do you guys think about that?
That could be interesting.
That would actually be interesting. We each take turns on who's going to plan it
out.
You
just spin the wheel and whoever it lands on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be
kind of
cool.
That's actually more planning than what we do for the show now. I don't move this. I can't see Doc's face.
Oh, well, that's okay. I try to always hide.
I know you're hiding
the
over there in the corner. Welcome in. It is Brew Talk here as part of the KFKA Block Party. Thanks for being with us. I am Tanner Schwint, Chad Young, owner of the tavern at St. Michael's Square. How you doing, Chad?
I'm doing okay.
You're alive in the radio. In the restaurant world. You're alive in the radio world, too.
I'm alive in both, yeah.
There you go.
That's better than the alternative.
And earlier today, you saw a man get arrested?
I did, yeah. Some little SWAT team action going on downtown here, so that was exciting. It was a good show for about 10 minutes or so.
So you heard him come on and say, come out with your hands up, is that right?
Yeah, I was walking up to the station and heard the loudspeaker, and they were announcing at the house. So naturally, I walked towards the noise to see what was going on.
See, that's how people get shot.
Yeah, probably. But, you know, there was 50 other people doing the same thing, so.
So it just means the death toll would have been higher if you had been started to shoot.
There are people I could have hid behind. And the funny human shields.
But the funny thing would have been if it was just for a parking ticket or something like that.
Yeah, you didn't show up for your parking ticket, your court appearance.
It was a little overkill for a parking ticket.
Maybe a little bit, but, well, that's always interesting.
Yeah, that's a highlight of mine, you know.
Yeah, that's like something that you tell people every time you say, well, how's your day going? Well, I saw a man.
Well, you know what I saw.
Yeah, it's another story you just. And that lasts for 2 or 3 days, and then you move on with
That's right. That's
I love
right.
those stories. I love when that happens. Dr. Michael Mosier.
That's me.
Mosier.
That's
What's
me.
Up, Mosier? How you doing?
Doing pretty good. We're getting ready to release our Oktoberfest.
Yeah, Rule 105.
I got a Hefeweizen coming out, too, and our Clusterfuggle is going to be back on tap as well. So three releases this week. So.
That's always awesome. Do you ever get a little nervous when you're releasing a beer?
I do. That's why I spend a lot of time tasting it before I give it out to people because, you know, you want to make sure that it's right on target, you know, go through some sensory analysis, make sure it actually tastes good. So the worst thing in the world to do would be to put a beer on and have it not taste good.
I would love to nominate Chad and I for that
board More
spot.
Than welcome to...
for the trying of the beer before it's released?
More than welcome to come down and give them a try.
Okay, just get it on our schedule. Let's have your people talk to my people.
We'll
get it all
scheduled
out.
You have people?
No, it's me. It's me. I just answer my phone differently. I'm like...
Oh, okay.
Welcome to the Tanner's office. Maybe it's exactly what I sound like, but nonetheless, those are my people. It's just me and the voices in my head. Welcome in again. We've got Oktoberfest. The official kickoff is Saturday. Is that
it's
right?
Saturday. I believe so, yeah.
There's a lot of people that are having some big celebrations that we're going to talk about, exciting times. We'll be talking with Dan Miller, the owner of Mighty River Brewing Company. They've got their Riverfest coming up this weekend as well on Saturday, and excited to talk to Dan about that. That's coming up in just about 10 minutes or so where we'll talk with Dan. But, fellas, this is like, it's almost like every weekend now there's a beer festival going on. You got we got a bunch going on this weekend, obviously, at the kickoff for the UNC Bears home football game. There will be Bears Brews and Bites taking place out there again. Doc, do you have a little bit of information on that?
Yeah, so that one is looks like it's going to be an intimate affair, so probably about 8 breweries, and they'll also have some food trucks and things there too. So your ticket includes not only unlimited samples, but also $10 food voucher and a ticket to the game. So, I mean, you can't package it any nicer than that.
No.
And you're right there in the parking lot anyhow, so you just walk over to the game when
you're
done.
There you go.
Beer, food, and football. That's right. Like my weekends from here on out.
It's fall Saturday, isn't it?
It is. Fall Saturday, and sometimes the occasional Sunday for me as well. But that one, sometimes those intimate beer festivals can sometimes be better because you get a chance to really thoroughly talk with the brewers and or at least the people serving the beer.
And you also get a chance to sample everything that the brewery brought, not just one or two beers from different
people. Too picky. Yeah.
And so it's kind of nice if you like a particular beer style from a particular vendor, you go back and you try another one from them and you really get a good sense as to what that brewery is all about.
Do you have the information for where people can get the tickets or no?
I don't.
It's okay. No, it's completely okay. Ryan, could you maybe look that up for the Bears Brews and Bites, what that website may be? Because the UNC Brewing and Laboratory Sciences is associated with this as well, and one that will get volunteers from the students who get to see how this is all run. So that's exciting. Next week, got the email today that DDA is putting on. Is it just Oktoberfest? Is that what they call it?
Oktoberfest.
I clearly did not read closely enough, but Oktoberfest starts next Friday. Is that right, downtown?
Next Friday downtown, yeah.
Yeah, it starts, I think around 5 o'clock at night on Friday and then picks up again on Saturday.
Yeah.
So definitely something to come and see what's going on.
You'll be pouring down there, correct?
Rule 105 will be pouring down there for sure. We'll have something in the VIP tent as well.
So. All right. I love it. Ryan, did you find those tickets?
Yeah, sorry. One sec.
No, you're good.
The individual registration is $35.
Okay. And where could you have the option to buy it from that website?
Yeah, it'll just be on unco.edu/alumni/brews-bites.
Perfect. There you go. There's where you can get those tickets. That's this Saturday. This Saturday, you can check that out. Bears, Brews, and Bites next Friday and Saturday, Oktoberfest. I've got fun. I've never actually been, but I was there helping way back in high school, was helping one of our assistant coaches who was catering at a food tent and was helping tear up and tear down all of that and free labor, you know, is what they call it. And
we all like free labor.
Right? Yes, we do.
And, you know, it looked like a party this time. I've never been back down there. But what I like about it, and I think it's going to be perfect timing for it, we're supposed to have a cold front come through front of next week, and it's going to chill everything off. And there that chills in the air, and it feels
like fall finally.
Feels like fall, and that's what I'm excited about. Here towards the end of September, you start to get into that where it is fall, and these beers do start to taste. Yeah, that makes sense, right? And I think I'm really looking forward to that. So that should be a good one.
Yeah, and they also have not just one size of pour. So with one token, you get a 16-ounce pour, and with two tokens, you get a liter. So you can walk around a big, gigantic stein full of beer just like you would if you were in Bavaria celebrating Oktoberfest.
I love that. That's the one thing that I do. So Chad and I went to Hops for Hunger last Friday, and it was a great environment. I think they had over 1,000 people show up, a lot of great beers. I forgot. This was me being still a relative amateur when it comes to beer festivals, how small the pours are. And it's like, it can be a lot of standing in line if you get there. So you gotta time it out. We talked strategy before we went in there, Chad.
Yeah, that's right. You got to time it out. And my plan is just to find the shortest line basically every time.
So. No, that was exactly what I did as well. That's exactly what
and
I did
as well. And that's not a bad way to approach it, but if you got a bigger pour, then you get a chance to sit down and enjoy it rather than see if I can get this one down as fast as I can so I can get in the next line.
Right. No, and that's what I like about Oktoberfest, that they've got that going on. But any beers that stood out to you from Hops for Hunger, Chad?
Well, I'm trying to think of there was... Was it Weldworks? Had a blueberry cobbler one.
Oh, really?
It tasted just like blueberry pie filling. It was shocking when I tasted it.
That sounds like something that they would have.
Yeah.
I jumped.
Super sweet, and my wife really liked it. I was, you know, it was a little too sweet for me, but it tasted just like blueberry cobbler. It was amazing.
Huh. There was a couple that I kept going back. Actually, one of them was Mighty River. They had a pineapple. Do you remember that one? It was a pineapple something or another. I'll have to ask Dan about it. But that one was very good. And then Peculiar obviously always has great beer over there. Winter Breaks had the, is it the Mother May I? Mother May I. Mm-hmm. That was the one from Peculiar. It was something drink. I mean, I know it was a drink.
like beer?
It was a okay, beer.
Good, it was good. A beer drink. I enjoyed Das Boot.
Drink another drink, maybe? Bricks. I don't know what it was. Yeah, Bricks.
Bricks had Das Boot.
Oh, did they have it back? Which
they had it, and they were pouring it that night.
I didn't see that. I don't know.
It's one of my favorites this time of year.
Yeah, I had not seen that. That's okay. Good to know. Well, not now. I wish I would have known it then, but I'm glad to know that that's back out there. But the band was rocking. But that's still, I mean, it felt like a summer night still to me.
It did. It was pretty warm and,
yeah.
You know, night right off the lake, beautiful night outside. And
there was a spastic dude dancing out there. Did you see him?
I did. And he was actually pouring at one of the tents.
Yes,
too.
He was. And
I can't remember which one it was.
I don't know. But that was the first thing my girlfriend looked at me and says, I want a little bit of whatever he's got going on right now.
See, that's a lot of concerts I go to. That's the way all the people dance. Oh, so yeah. I tend to not notice those as much as.
So somebody gave him a compliment when I went up to the tent that he was pouring at. And someone's like, yeah, you're killing it out there on the dance floor. And his response was, I'm going to tear a hole in that mother effer before the night's over. And I'm like, I don't doubt you, actually. I don't know what you're all about, but I think you may just get it done.
So the dance floor or his pants? Or
yeah.
Where was the hole going to be?
He torn? Must have been liking the music.
I didn't. Yeah, the music was actually really good, but I didn't want to ask any more questions. I was good.
Hopefully
thank you for my
music.
Beer, sir. And then I dumped that one away and got another. No, it was a good time. But now, I think next week you're going to start to really feel that briskness in the air. It's really going to start to feel like college football Saturdays.
It's time.
It is time. It's overdue. This is unseasonably hot. I think we're in the 90s again today, 90s again tomorrow. It does cool down Friday, though. And I've realized I'm that guy now. I'm just like, hey, you want to complain about the weather? Because I've got the forecast in the back of my head. I've got it there. I'm now checking it. I didn't used to check the forecast.
I mean, like, here in a month, you'll be complaining it's too cold. So
probably. Yeah. No, because
it's too early to be this cold.
That is true. You can never be satisfied. Always strive for greatness.
It's always. Yep. That's right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. Doc, later on in the program. Well, you know what? Let's just get to it now. How was your weekend down?
So we went to Craft Brewers Conference down in Denver, which takes over basically the entire convention center. This year it was in Denver. Next year it's going to be in Minneapolis. So me and whatever 25,000 of my favorite breweries from all over the country were there. And listened to people win awards, heard an amazing preliminary talk from the guy that invented Flaming Hot Cheetos. That was quite the story that he told. And then just spent a lot of time learning about new things that are going on in the brewing industry and visiting the exposition, which covered everything from new ways to filter beer to new carbonation systems to you name it. And basically, fun was had by all.
That's awesome. I mean, that's the key takeaway. What I'm going to take away from what you just talked about, because I'm that guy, the Cheetos.
Oh, yeah.
I had jalapeno cheddar Cheetos the other day for the first time. They were delicious. Those might be my new favorite Cheetos. We're in the middle of a lightning delay for a JV football game that I was coaching. And right then, I went in there, and I was starving. And I'm like,
you stole the kids' chips? And
I did, yeah. I bullied our third-string quarterback. No, I'm just kidding. Then we just had a box of them still sitting in there. And I was like, all right. And they were fantastic. But you'll have to tell that story sometime about the hot Cheeto dude.
Yeah, it was actually an incredible rise from janitor at Frito-Lay all the way up to, you know, chief operating officer and stuff like that. So wonderful story, and kind of cool that along the way he's the one that invented, you know, the spicy Cheetos.
Yeah, that is insane that's the way that got there. But anything that you learned that you're going to implement yourself as a brewer?
Yeah, so there's a couple of new filter systems, lenticular filters, which are basically filter pads that are inside a chamber, and they can help clarify the beer real quickly. Those kinds of things I think are necessary just to do a little finishing touch and polishing on some beers. Definitely don't want to do that on a hazy IPA because you get rid of the hazy.
Get rid of the hazy, right. You just have an IPA.
But, you know, things like that and little processing things I think would be very useful. And the prices are coming down a little bit. We're finally getting over some of the supply chain issues, and it's kind of nice to see that kind of thing happen.
Yeah, that's really encouraging. Anything down there that just blew you away, blew your mind, something you'd never seen before?
Nothing.
You've been around a long time.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, I have. nothing that really blew me away. There was this one vendor who was trying to sell different kinds of limes for your beers. And he had a kind of lime. I know, it sounds kind of weird.
Yeah, it does.
But he was interested in people jumping on board with finger limes. And a finger lime is a long green thing. Mm-hmm. And you cut it open, it has little yellow beads inside it. And the yellow beads, when you crunch them in your mouth, kind of taste like a lime. And he was thinking this would be a great thing for beer. And so I got one of the limes and poured it into my little sample of beer that I had, and they all fell to the bottom. And I thought, well, this isn't going to work in a beer as well, but it would definitely work on, you know, something like a lime cake or a lemon cake or something in the frosting or something. So I could easily see how this would be kind of a cool thing. And that one kind of blew me away a little bit.
You've seen those before?
So I've seen them. Yeah, they're super tough to get.
Really?
They're pretty, it's kind of like a novelty right now floating around the food industry as well.
That's bizarre. I mean, why not just
use a lime?
They're just smaller, long, skinny limes. It's just something new and different. No. So,
marketing niche.
You know, limes have been limes for
as
ages.
Long as limes have been limes.
So now they, you know, it's hard to do anything different with limes. So now they have finger limes.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Some new pumps and things like that can actually pump real fast. They can pump Jell-O from one tube to the next, and the Jell-O doesn't, like, fragment or anything. It just pumps it. Some pretty interesting things, but they're very technical.
Very cool. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed your time down there.
Very much.
All right. Let's get a break here. When we come back on the other side, we're going to attempt to get a hold of Dan Miller with Mighty River Brewing Company, as they do have Riverfest coming up starting this Saturday. It's Brew Talk Radio right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Hull Show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Now, was that saying push or bush? Because it is a beer show.
Beer show.
Bush.
Bush.
Nice. Well done.
Either that or hams. Wait, no, it didn't say hams.
I don't think so. Welcome into a Brew Talk on this Wednesday evening. Thanks for being with us. I am Tanner Schwint, Chad Young, owner of the Tavern at St. Michael Square, Dr. Michael Mosier, UNC Brewing and Laboratory Sciences, and Rule 105 Brewing. Thank you so much for being with us this evening. We've been talking about it. Oktoberfest is the official start is on Saturday, and I've got the perfect place for you to get it kicked off. It is at Mighty River Brewing Fest. Mighty River Brewing, they've got their Riverfest going on this weekend. Joining us now up on the hotline, it is Dan Miller, owner of Mighty River Brewing. Dan, are you ready for Saturday?
We're getting there. Yeah, it's real close.
A lot of work. I appreciate you taking some time out of your day and talking with us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Of course, man. So what is the process? Let's pull back the curtains a little bit. What's the process like for you getting set for this?
Well, it's just, you know, making sure that our River Fest Mars and Lager is available. That's one of the big ones. Getting the tent set up out front, getting the tables and chairs set up in the parking lot. Getting the tap room decorated and making sure the food truck is here. And they're going to be doing a bunch of German food, so we don't do that. Our friends at Scratch Kitchen are handling that. So they're going to be doing a nice German menu too. So there's a lot to it. But you know, canning, we put our lager in the cans too. So we're doing some canning today. So there's a lot to it.
Yeah, there is, and I know a lot of people really enjoy coming and checking it out. At what point on Saturday will you take a deep breath and say, okay, time for me to drink a beer, we did it?
Yeah, good question. Hopefully fairly early in the day. Well, we get started at 11, and I'm hoping that we're ready to go, and everybody's coming in and having a good time. And hopefully sometime early afternoon would be great.
Yeah, no, that's the way to do it, man. And I'm sure you've maybe been sneaking a beer or two there this week just to, you know, keep the nerves down a little bit.
Yes, absolutely. And also sampling to make sure that what we got is good for, you know, going to be good for everybody. And so far, we've had some samples, and they're delicious.
No, looking forward to it. Looking forward to it for sure, Dan. All right, I've got a random question for you real quick. I think Doc's got one coming up in just a second. But Chad and I were at the Hops for Hunger event last Friday, and you were set up out there. You had a pineapple beer there that was delicious. And for the life of me, I cannot remember what it was. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, the B-side pineapple pale ale.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a favorite around here.
It was fantastic, man. Were you able to make it out there at all to that festival, or were you tied up at the brewery?
I was probably tied up, yeah. So, I was at the conference, the Craft Brewers Conference in Denver, yeah.
There's so many people there, it's kind of hard to recognize another person, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is, yes.
So I asked Doc this earlier. Doc was down there as well, but was there anything that really kind of blew you away that you took away from that, said I need to install?
A couple things. Yeah, there's they had a really nice setup for a nitro tap system, which was very intriguing. I think I talked to the guy at that booth for a good half hour or so. I think that might be something that, you know, might be a fun winter thing to do, to get maybe our stouts or our porter on nitro might be kind of a fun thing. So,
I was gonna say, are you breaking that right now? Is Mighty River gonna be having nitros?
Possibly.
Yes.
It's a very, very cool setup. I'd love to be able to do it. We're gonna definitely look into it, see if we can pull that off. Yeah.
So did you see the mobile tap room that they had there, where you have basically a walk-in refrigerator strapped to a trailer?
No, I missed that. Oh. I didn't see that.
I thought this would be the best thing in the world, to just drive around to parties and stuff like that, and you have taps in the side.
Like that. You got food trucks. Why not a beer truck?
Yes. They did have a truck. I did see a company that provides taps for, you know, an insulated you know, like on a tandem or something, truck. Yeah. So that was pretty neat.
Yeah, this one company had it all set up with basically a walk-in refrigerator strapped to the back of a trailer that you'd pull behind a truck or something, and you have a little generator that runs the refrigerator in it. And
tell me you wouldn't be the coolest guy at every party you showed up at.
Exactly.
If you pulled up with that one. I don't know. We might have to go halvesies on that, Chad. Are you in?
I'm in.
All right. Thank you. That was the only answer, the correct answer. Sorry, got a little bit off there, Dan. But, those conferences, how much do you enjoy going to those, you know, to see kind of where you're at with everybody else, and then, you know, possibly learn a little something here or there?
Yeah, I mean, they're huge. They're a great chance to just go and meet people in the industry and talk to different companies about what they offer and bounce ideas off other folks and see what the latest and greatest is, and, you know, things you can do to make your tap room, you know, a place where people want to be. And that's the good thing about it, is you can do it all in one place.
Yeah, well, and first of all, I'll be the one to say it. I think you do a fantastic job with that over at Mighty River. We're talking with Dan Miller, owner of Mighty River Brewing. They've got Riverfest coming up this weekend. Dan, I think we've talked in the past, you know, Oktoberfest beers, you can hold those near and dear to your heart.
I do, yeah. I think I said before on your show that I'm a big fan of German-style lagers. It's always fun to be able to do this one because it's, it's a tasty beer, and it's a good, it's a style that a lot of people enjoy, and it's a good time of year. You know, things are cooling down at least a little bit. Yes. not quite yet, but hopefully soon. And just good, you know, good outdoor fall beer, flavorful beer. Just a good way to kick off the fall season. So
yeah, no doubt. And you need a couple of beers to watch your beloved CSU Rams.
Yes, yes, yeah. I do need Dave. That is correct. 0-2. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was. I think you went to the game. I went to that game last Saturday night, and suffice to say that I got more interested in the drinking aspect of it than watching that football program again.
Yeah. It's kind of a shame, you know. They've done a lot to kind of improve the atmosphere, you know, bringing the stadium on campus, and spending those kind of dollars to build that facility. Only to have it, what seems kind of lately, to kind of be a little squandered, unfortunately. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I agree. I think it's more about these days, more kind of about socializing and being with friends.
Hey, that's a win. That's still a win, man. And
it is. Yeah.
We can take that. But you're absolutely right. We were just talking about that in the first segment there, how it is supposed to cool down next week, and it's really going to start to feel like those college football Saturdays. And nothing goes along with college football Saturdays quite like some great beer to drink. You're going to be having that going on at Riverfest. So run us through the details again here, Dan. What, getting going 11 o'clock Saturday morning. What's taking place the rest of the day?
We're gonna have live music. We're gonna have the German food menu. We're gonna have the whole setup outside. We're gonna have the 32-ounce German steins that we always do every year, that if you fill it, you get to keep it. And it's a commemorative glass stein that you see it over at the actual Oktoberfest over there in Germany. So just kind of a fun thing that we like to do. So we'll have that, and we'll have the football on the TVs. It'll be a good time for everybody.
It sounds like it, and these guys sitting around this table right here, I would deem experts, and their expertise is in emptying steins like that. So as long as you're willing to fill it, I think we can handle the rest.
Yep. You're willing. So we can do that.
I love it, Dan. Anything else that we need to talk about? Anything else that we need to get out to the people?
I don't really just want to see if we can get as many folks here as possible for Riverfest. We do actually have, I should mention, we do have some live music tomorrow night, too, at 6 o'clock, so Thursday. It's kind of leading up to Riverfest. And then on Friday, just kind of a, nothing really formally planned, but just kind of a fun night before we really dive into the fun on Saturday. So it's going to be a good three days here.
No, really looking forward to it, Dan. Before I let you go, you're the sponsor of Rams Weekly that airs on this program. What's your prediction for how CSU is going to do the rest of the way out? Do they win a game?
Not sure. I mean, I think there's a few chances in there. Of course, I'd love to see them win this weekend. It's just got to see. I mean, they got to fix some things. I got some struggles with the offensive line, I think, and just got to play better. And I'd say maybe, you know, hopefully next week, hopefully we surprise some people, Boise Air Force, but we'll see.
Yeah.
You're just not sure, but I'm not hugely optimistic. I think we could have a touch here.
Well, I nominate you to take Steve Adazio's job.
What's that?
I nominate you to take Steve Adazio's job.
I wouldn't do any better, but...
Can't do much worse, though, Dan.
Yeah, that's true.
Dan, where can people find all that information that you were talking about for Riverfest and everything about Mighty River?
Yeah, thank you, man. I really appreciate it. Appreciate you guys having me on, and we're really looking forward to having a good weekend.
Yeah, absolutely, Dan. And throw that information for where people can find all that the info about this weekend at. What's the best way to go?
Our website is fine, or Facebook, is Instagram, social media, anywhere you'll find it. But those three places, and on our website's our phone number if you want to give us a call, and there's a way to contact us via email too.
Perfect, Dan. Well, have a great time out there. And again, the best way to enjoy it is just being out on the patio.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more, Tanner.
Appreciate it. That is that's Dan Miller, the owner of Mighty River Brewing Company. And you could hear almost kind of the stress level that he's still running around a little bit there. But appreciate his time. CSU is going to have a very bad year, by the way. Sidebar. Yeah. I know Dan, I mean, he loves the Rams, too. We went golfing over the summer, and he was telling me about it, and I'm like, I don't think it's going to be good. And it's not. It's not at all. But
And I've been in his shoes before when you plan a big, gigantic festival or something like that.
Oh, I thought you were talking about liking a bad college football team.
Well, yes, that, too.
Oh, there's a Nebraska joke. No.
No, I actually do like Dartmouth so as a football team. But
I didn't know they had one.
Yeah, they don't. Really know they have one either. So, in being in charge of a big festival like that, I know just how stressed you can get. And the first time you really feel relaxed enough that you can drink a beer is the day after.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, maybe not feel like you can drink one, but drink one anyways.
You need to, just to relax a little.
Get out there and check out Mighty River this weekend. Let's get a break when we come back on the other side. Beer 30 coming your way. Great Divide, the Haas. I don't know what Haas has to do with Oktoberfest, but we'll discuss. It's Brew Talk on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back in, Chadley. What time is it?
It's Beer 30, Tanner.
It is Beer 30. Welcome back in for Brew Talk. So we've changed it up. If you haven't been with us in a bit, we are now doing just one beer. One beer, one rating. Everybody knows then whether you should buy it or not. This week I was in charge of bringing the beer in. I brought in Haas from Great Divide, the Oktoberfest Lager. Really kind of first couple of analysis. Remember, 8 and above is BrewTalk approved. Anything below is not. This takes into account the taste, the can, everything like that. I actually kind of like the plaid that they got on the can. It's actually pretty cool, and it's kind of got that Oktoberfest feel. I don't understand why you name it just Haas, but it's like it's out there. I mean, it's big and bold. It's an Oktoberfest lager, 6.2% alcohol on this one. But I really actually kind of like the can, how they did it here. Any thoughts from you guys on the cans?
Well, I do too. I mean, it stands out. So if you're going into the liquor store looking for it, it's like this big, bright orange and black box. Right. And it's like, okay, I got that one.
You're just a little confused. So, I see that you're Googling it over there.
Yeah, what I was trying to find out is what is
what
Haas
the story
mean?
Behind Haas?
Yeah, what
I did the same thing, but I didn't find it.
I saw you both get on your phones at the same time, and I'm like, I figured you're just texting bad things about me to each other that you didn't want to say.
Well, that was after.
That was a different text.
Yeah, I did see that this beer has won three pretty major awards.
All right.
At the Great American Beer Fest, the World Beer Cup, and the Australian International Beer Awards. Pretty good. Collection of awards to have for a beer,
right?
Especially in the rye beer category. So this is obviously an Oktoberfest that's got a little rye in it, and that's what gives it that spicy flavor.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into it here. It did say that there should be some dark cherry, dark fruit hints in this as well. It's your typical Oktoberfest, you know, color of beer.
I think so. Has a kind of the rye nose to it. Smells a little bit like rye. And
On the end there, there's a little bit of cherry.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of sweetness in the beer as well. I actually like this one. It kind of goes down nice. It's very malt forward, not very bitter. And the rye ends up being the flavor that you walk away with going, hey, that was kind of nice.
Yeah.
So
and rye beers can go one way or another for me usually. And this way went pretty positive. I'm enjoying that.
I'm getting a little bit of everything that you're talking about, but this beer has been underwhelming for me.
Hmm.
Very mediocre. I mean, there's nothing that just says, drink me on this. Like, there's nothing drawing
me
back.
It's right
there on the box.
Hoss. If that doesn't say drink me, then no, I don't know what does.
But then Hoss will hit you over the head
that
with,
is true.
Axe.
With his axe.
That's scary. Okay. Sir, yes, sir. Another. I don't know.
But I know what you're talking. Saying. It's kind of like this. You're thinking there's going to be this really wonderful thing that's just going to come up and grab you. And I think it's the mouthfeel or the finish isn't just crisp or isn't. It just sort of is lingering sweetness and rye that just doesn't seem to go away very easily. And that could be why you're thinking that.
It's steady Eddie, though, across the board. I mean, there's nothing that's going to jump out and surprise you at all.
Well, I think when you look at the box and the can, with a name like Hoss, steady you're thinking Eddie's something strong and powerful and, you know, big lumberjack on the can.
Yeah.
So you're thinking something a little more...
Powerful.
Powerful.
Yeah.
And then, so I could see where maybe.
Mm-hmm. But it's a very malt forward.
It is.
Beer.
I've got no complaints about
it. No.
And normally, for me, when I'm ranking a beer, if I've got no complaints about it, it's at least going to meet that 8, just so you guys know where I'm at, kind of in the head. It's going to meet 8, but it's not going to get that above and beyond, right? It's not going to push itself up there. It's steady, but is it top of its class? I don't know.
I've had a bunch of different Oktoberfests lately as we're, you know, tasting ours and comparing it.
Right.
And I can say that I know where I'm going to put this one in the grand scheme of things. As an American version of an Oktoberfest, I think it's not too far off the mark. But it does have that, it's a little too cloying, it's a little too sweet. That's kind of making it seem kind of underwhelming a little bit.
Need a little bit more?
Yeah. It needs a crisp effervescence in it that makes you want to go for another.
Yeah, agreed.
Does that make sense? Yeah. Getting at?
So here's my sports analogy for this one. It feels like your team just won by 10, but you were playing a team that you should have blown out and beat them by 30. Like,
yeah,
you're still winning because you're still drinking. Yeah, you didn't cover the spread. That's exactly right. You're still winning because you're getting a solid beer. But you're not getting that blowout in spectacular fashion that you were hoping for. Fair enough analogy?
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
Thank you both. I appreciate that. Spent a lot of time
Sounds like Nebraska
thinking about
football.
Getting blown out or...
getting blown out.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. This is like A&M's win over CU.
Oh,
there you go. I got to just level the point. I play all sides of college football, so nobody can... I don't have...
You're right, though. Leading the whole game until the last...
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Oh. Still sad about that one? Have another beer. All right. We ready to rate this thing or what? Are we ready? Or what do you
want? I think I've got a number in mind.
All right. Well, let's get it rolling here. We will start first with you, Doc, since you said you've got it in mind.
I've got it in mind. I am going to go with a solid 8.5. I think this is a very good example of an American Oktoberfest versus a Bavarian or German Oktoberfest, an import. And I think it meets the qualifications, and it really is a drinkable beer. I kind of want another one.
I know. Well, that's just because your glass is empty.
Yeah.
That's so. Just wired into you to want another beer.
8.5.
All right. Eight and above collectively is what it is required to be BrewTalk approved. Guys, I'm really not going to go far off from what I talked about earlier. It's steady Eddie. There's something to be said for that. But there's nothing here that would make me want to go, you should buy that again. Other than maybe I think almost anybody could drink this beer. I don't think that this is overpowering. I don't think there's that one thing. I don't think there's a niche necessarily market for people who want to drink Hoss. For that reason, I do give it some points. I like the can. I do like the artwork on it. I'm going to go 8.1. I'm going to bump it up just a little bit because I really do like the can and the artwork. But 8.1 for me.
I'm going to follow Doc's suit and go 8.5. I really like this. It got me thinking that I could do an entire beer dinner exclusively with Oktoberfest. And this one with the sweetness and the little bit of cherry at the end would be a great dessert finish with something like a, I don't know, German chocolate cake or
that's
something like that.
Okay, that's exactly what I was...
Is that what it's
on their website, that's exactly what they recommend as a beer food pairing.
Did you get to their website, and did you steal that from them?
I did not steal that from them. I'm sorry.
No.
I was going to say the barbecue chicken sounded pretty good with it, too.
Yeah, barbecue chicken sounds good. Or, again, bratwurst. You know, bratwurst and Oktoberfest.
One that they, feels like it needs to wash down, you know, that sauerkraut or like you said, that overpowering.
Yeah, kind of finish off the
German cake, German chocolate cake. Yeah, I'm there. I can do that. 818585, that does make it Brew Talk approved.
Hey, who wants to play Drink the Beer?
Right here.
You win.
All right, what do I win?
Another beer.
Oh, I'm going for the high score.
I think that's going to be a lot of people's mindsets as they head out to a lot of these festivals. But Haas by Great Divide, their Oktoberfest lager, is BrewTalk approved. You heard it here first, so will you go out and buy it? Well, it's available at a lot of liquor stores. Great Divide does do really good. I mean, very consistent.
Yeah, they got a great do a great job with everything.
Yeah, I haven't ever had anything from them that I would not go out and buy again.
No, I agree completely. All right, let's get a break. We'll come back on the other side, wrap up this edition of BrewTalk on a Wednesday evening right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Everything you need to know about Northern Colorado is on NoCo now. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Just a couple of minutes left. Okay, we started the show before we even got on air. You said something about Oompa Loompa Doopity Doo or something like that. What were you saying, Doug?
Oompa bands. You know, the German kind of polka kind of bands.
Tubas.
Tubas and things like that.
So literally.
Oompa bands that go with.
Oompa Loompa Doopity
accordions and tubas.
Maybe Ryan has an Oompa band.
I don't know if Ryan's good enough to pull that up that quick. We'll see. Challenge thrown out there. Weird Al Yankovic?
Yeah, his dad was a famous polka band.
Really?
Yeah, they're actually called polka bands.
The only thing I know about polka is John Candy in Home Alone.
Oh, that's Oompa music.
That's Oompa.
Yeah,
Oompa.
That's all I've got out of it. Did you know he got paid more? Was that right? No, I don't want to tell the story in case I'm wrong. He either got paid like more than most of the actors for that one scene, or he didn't get paid at all. So either way, wow. That's my storytelling. Did you find one? All right. Thank you. He went to talk to the mic and then nodded his head. A couple wires got crossed. Those two brain cells and they're fighting for third place. This is a live look inside what's going on in Ryan's brain 90% of the time.
See, can you imagine being in Bavaria right now, hoisting your glass and swinging it back and forth?
I couldn't find Bavaria on a map, so probably not.
Munich. Germany.
If it ain't here, it don't matter. All right, final minute here. So, fellas, what do we got going on? Chad, at the tavern at St. Michael Square. Last week you gave me, this week, what do you got for me?
Well, this week we have Hops for Hunger tomorrow night with 10% of our proceeds going towards, or 10% of our sales going towards the food bank of Weld County.
All right.
And then Saturday we have our Oktoberfest starting with all kinds of German beers and food specials.
So much going on. Doc?
Yeah, a couple of new releases this week, potentially three of them, and Oktoberfest on the 18th. So can't be better than that.
Let's get it rolling. This has been Brew Talk. Thank you both for being here. Thanks to Ryan Kelly. I'm Tanner Schwint. We'll be back at it next week. Brew Talk right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Cheers.